Big Sky RV's greetings. This is Shalene. How can I help you?
Hi, Shalene. This is Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I mean, I'm glad it's Friday.
Yeah, right.
That's a good sign, right? But I know you probably work weekends too, so sorry.
Yeah, we work all the time. We work all the time.
Man. Well, hey, the job's got to get done, right?
Right.
Awesome. True. Well, listen, I'm following up with you. Actually, I'm giving you a call, should I say. I know we're currently managing your marketing, the Google Ads, local SEO, right?
Yeah.
But I was taking a look at that account, and you might qualify for Yelp ads. Have you ever ran those in the past?
Yeah, kind of, but not really. You know, I guess I don't have, I kind of did look into the Yelp stuff a little bit, and I guess I just don't see that I would get that much business from it.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, most of our business is word of mouth, or people see our products on other people, because we do RV skirting. And so people see our product and get our number off the front of it.
Okay.
That's most of our stuff. So, I mean, some of the Google ads, I've been getting some customers from Google ads, but not a lot. So,
okay.
And I think, you know, that's just about that. Right? So, you know, I don't want to put more money into marketing if it's not really going to affect my ability. And also, you have to understand, we're just a small two-person business. So when the season comes, we're so slammed, it's like, I don't want any more work. So I can't do it.
You're like,
you
no
know,
more.
I'm months behind already. And then once December comes around, everybody's already figured something out for winter. So it pretty much just dies down. And then I get some people in the summer months, if they get a new camper, or they say, I'm going to get on, you know, on the list ahead of time and get it now, because they tried to get it last year and we didn't have the time to get them squeezed in. So that's kind of where we sit at.
Okay. And I'm writing this all down, and I appreciate you sharing that. Yeah, I was reaching out because, you know, we recently have partnered up with Yelp, right? We're in partnership with Yelp. Request a quote program is what it's called. So depending on the package that best suits your company and eligibility, you might qualify for an additional signing bonus free ads, right?
Yeah.
The base package is $4.99, and that gets you $100 in free ads for the first 6 months. Okay. That you're using the program, which is a month-to-month program. Now, after the first 6 months, I mean, we can look at what other promotions are available, right? It's a cost per lead, cost per click. So basically how it works, right? And one thing that I'll say is this, you got to be real responsive to the messages, because majority of the time it's going to be a message that you're receiving from that potential prospect. A lot of our clients that use Yelp ads, even with the starter package, they often have a turning profit, you know, within the first 30 days of signing up. In some cases, you know, some clients registered, you know, for this program have seen positive results within the first week of activation.
Right.
But you have to be very responsive, right? And I'm
that
talking
might
about
be
responsive.
An issue.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as they send a message, you reply. So.
Well, and it's, and I don't mean like that responsive. I mean, at least responding to them within 10 to 15 minutes, only because that can affect your ranking. Okay?
Right.
And I like to be transparent about that.
Right.
So, and that's why I always say you got to be at least responding to them within 10 or 15 minutes. Cause to be quite honest with you, Shalene, they're also messaging like two or three other companies because they're in the works of trying to make that purchase, and they're trying to find the right one, right?
Right.
Your ad campaign would also appear on your competitors' pages. Okay.
Okay.
You could even customize that message to the questions that you would want a potential prospect to answer, which are the responses that you're going to get, okay, in that message. So there's a lot of pluses to it, a lot of enhancements. It's still something that we manage, but I don't know. I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I my thing with it is, because we are just a two-person thing.
Yeah.
When we get busy, I'm cutting out fabric and I'm sewing,
Or we're traveling and we're outside of cell phone service, or we're actively installing, so I have tool belts on, I don't have my phone on me.
Yeah.
You know, so that being able to respond to people, I don't have an office person, I am the office person.
Yeah, you're like, I am.
That's how it works, you know, I do it all. So, yeah, so I wouldn't be, you know, that's my thing, I wouldn't be able to respond to people within that time frame. And, you know, to be quite honest, the thing is with the RV skirtings, there's not many options for RV skirtings in our area. And I know that. There's like two or three people, two that I know of in our local area, and possibly a few other people out in the, you know, northern, like maybe in North Dakota, like one person that does them up there. But there's just not options for them. So, unless you like order like an Easy Snap online or something, and then you have to do it all yourself, and people don't understand that when they order it, and then they turn around and they call us and get one from us anyway. So, so that's kind of the thing. I don't think it's necessarily something that I need to have an extra expenditure for, advertising wise.
No, that's totally fair.
Yeah, I appreciate you reaching out though.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, whenever we feel that, hey, this might be a product that might help, you know, increase, you know, more ROI for you, right? Obviously, that's always the goal, that you make more money, you know?
It is. You know, and if we ever got to the point where, I mean, our thing is sewing, you know, doing upholstery work and sewing and stuff. It's not something that you can just hire somebody off the street and they can do. It's, you know, it's a skilled labor that has to be taught over years.
Right.
And so it's not easy for us to just hire somebody in. And then also, I thought, you know, for me to have somebody just in the office answering phones and stuff, people are asking questions that that person wouldn't have an idea of how it's built and how it's attached and, you know, how it's
right
to the ground and what kind of fabric it is and all this stuff. So it's better for me because I, out in the shop, I wear headphones, you know, so I can answer the phone on my watch and people are in my ear and I can talk to them while I'm measuring out fabric and cutting it out. And so I have all the knowledge right there, so I double task that way, and then I just ask them if I'm busy. I'm like, okay, can you just text me your info to this number, and then have it. So when I get a chance at the end of the day, I can
then
go write down
back
their info. Yeah, I get back to them or something,
that makes
you
sense.
Know, or get them on our list. So that's how I kind of go about doing it, or if I'm busy, they leave me a voicemail, and I call them back, you know, because I think – word of mouth, you know, most people understand that we're just a husband and wife team, and we're kind of busy, so we'll get back to you. So,
yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad I got to speak with you. I mean, it
is you too.
Such a pleasure. I still continue to wish you all the best. I'm glad that you guys are doing well, and I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Okay?
You too. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.